This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The new play, Separate and Equal, centers on a hypothetical basketball game between white and black teens in 1951 segregated Birmingham, a game that would have been illegal. The play debuted in New York last week. Seth Panich is head of the University of Alabama's acting programs. He wrote and directed the play. Panich tells me the spark for the work came from a visit to the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. He was struck by reading a code book that detailed specific rules of segregation.
What stood out to me was this one sequence when they talked about kids, children, and how they couldn't play games together. And they listed all the games. And what I learned was that in Alabama, because it was so expensive to build courts, they were never separate and equal. There were courts and there were days or times when whites could play and times when blacks could play. And so that was sort of the idea, is having black teens get on that court when they think for sure the whites won't be there. And what happens if the whites stumble back onto that court? And could that be a prism through which to look at race through the last 60 years? And is that a jumping off point for us to talk about what could happen and what's holding us back?
Well, for the play itself, if you go see it, the audience is surrounding the space.
Correct. Yeah, it's on all four sides. So the audience is on all four sides. And so the movement itself is a hybrid of basketball and modern dance. And it's set to an original first rock and roll and then ultimately a jazz score, a modern score by the end of the piece. And so the music also reflects what's going on. It's not meant to be literal. It's meant to be symbolic and expressive. The audience sits extremely close to it. You know, the actors and I have worked tirelessly to make sure that the audience feels safe and that no one's going to jump into their lap, but they might get sweated on because they're pretty close to the action.
These are choreographed games. This isn't just actors playing basketball. Why do it that way?
I thought first about doing a basketball game, and there are a couple issues with that. First, you know the ball's going into the front row. It's going to take somebody's nose out, right? So that's going to happen. The other thing is being able to control the score, which is part of the story. That would be too much to ask actors to do. It was partially out of necessity, but also that what we're trying to do is have people look at it from a different perspective. And when you stylize something, it really frees up the audience's imagination for them to read the play in perhaps a different way than they would if it was literal. So actually, I think it assists what we're trying to do, which is just give a different perspective.
You had previews of the show last month in Tuscaloosa. It's now playing in New York. And I think issues of civil rights and that era can sometimes land differently in different regions of the country, or depending on what the makeup of the audience is. Did you see differences in the reaction of the audience in Tuscaloosa versus New York?
I've noticed in both audiences at the end of the play, there is a large portion of the audience, and it was larger in Alabama, that just doesn't leave. They sit there and they discuss it, which is really exciting. You just hear this buzz from the audience as they sort of process what they've seen. In Alabama, the way I explain it to the cast, which is mostly from New York, many of the older people that watch the play here, this play is factual to them. Many of the older people in my audience in Alabama would come up and talk to me afterwards and say, "That was my uncle," or "That was my grandfather," or "I see my family in that." And in New York, the play, in some respects, can be theoretical. There are people that are very passionate about civil rights, but maybe didn't necessarily live through it. Although the audience in New York is so politicized that, in some respects, they do feel that it's factual to them as a modern expression of race. So maybe in some respects, both of them are seeing this factual, just in a different epoch.
Seth Panich is a University of Alabama professor who wrote and directed the play Separate and Equal. The play premiered last week in New York.